Blog Talk Radio.
Dan Macklin's in the house. Well, I guess we can cut the music. I guess today we're going solo, which is really not a much of a problem, other than the fact that we want to stay focused and be consistent. And I guess somebody is finding themselves. But anyway, today we want to talk about something that's in current events that I think is very, very important. And we're all familiar with this individual, and that is Justin Bieber. Now, you might want to say, what in the world did Justin Bieber do? Justin Bieber does a lot of things. As a matter of fact, I think at one time they was talking about even banning him from the United States of America. In case you're not aware of it, he is a Canadian. And that's not really a problem, but if you come in America and you cause some problems, then I think that's a problem. But we do want to focus on that particular today. And if you could just take a commercial break with time, play the music, and I'll come right back in one moment as I put this here together, Deb.
No way.
Okay, I'm back. That was a quick commercial break. I'm sorry about that, dear. But I want to dive right into this here to kind of set up the stage for today's program. I kind of want to give you a feel of Justin Bieber, something that he said. He's been in the news when he was a 15-year-old youth, let's say it like that. And, you know, young people at that age, they're still going to adolescence, but for illicit behavior, we shouldn't make excuses. A lot of people try to make excuses for illicit behavior. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Misunderstanding is a misunderstanding, and an understanding is a misunderstanding, and understanding is an understanding. So I'm going to let you be the judge of it for yourself. And I'm going to let you take a listen to it, and then we're going to come back and we'll talk about it. Now, if you want to be a part of our live conversation, you're more than welcome. All you got to do is just call 646-716-4702, and we'll be more than glad to get you live on the air so we can talk and dialogue with you, because that's what it's all about, opportunity to have conversation. So this is, as we always say, Potluck Wednesday. It's an opportunity where we come together to discuss issues. But I want you to take a real clear listen, and we're going to talk about this in detail. We're going to go to the deep on it. We don't want to exclude anything. So take a listen here as we talk about this particular situation.
That's a straight answer.
Why are black people afraid of chainsaws?
Don't answer it. Don't
run, nigga.
You can say motorcycle
too. Now, did you hear that? Wow. 10 years of old. In case you didn't catch the audio version of that, what he said was, and if you look at the video, he's in the midst of a whole, in the company of other white sisters and brothers of the same ethnicity, just sitting around, just chilling, and all of a sudden he strikes up a conversation. He says, what do they say? It's really a racist black joke is what it is. It's something that's really inappropriate. And I'm going to let you listen to it again before I dive into it, because once I dive into it, I'm going all the way.
Father's Day.
That's a straight
answer. Why are black people afraid of chainsaws?
Don't answer it. Don't
say run, nigga.
You can say motorcycle
too. Why are black people afraid of chainsaws? That's what he says. That's the question he's asking the group he's with. And then he says, run, nigga. That's what he says. Yes, he said the N-word 3 times. Now, we know it's said, you know, there's a difference between ga and in saying that word. But here's the thing. In social settings, see, I believe from all my heart that professionally we're integrated. Oh, yes. But socially, we are still segregated. And I want to ask a question. What do you do? Here's a prime example of what goes on in social circles behind closed doors. Now, we know that he's 15 years old, but is that an excuse? We know young people say things, but what do you do when you're in the company when those racist jokes come up? When things that are inappropriate, things that are just out of character, things that are just shouldn't even be said are being said, what do you do? How do you deal with it? How do you respond? Now, as we listen to that audio version there, somebody said, don't even say it. That's what we need to hear. We need to hear that. But did he pay attention to that? No, he did not. He said it anyway. And that's what we need. I commend that individual for speaking up. A young lady, speaking up and said, don't even say it. She knew that there are things you just don't say in private or in public that is offensive, but it happens. And I think he's much older now and so forth, but still, it's unacceptable because, believe me, it happens in the political world, it happens in the corporate world, it even happens in the religious world, educational and social, racist jokes. Let's talk about it. You may want to talk about it. You may want to give your viewpoint. Feel free to give us a call, 646-716-4702. We want to dialogue about this here. This stuff goes on. You know, it's really unfortunate that things like this happen. But, you know, you don't have the full story. I need to tell you the full story so you can really know what really went on here. Well, when he said this here, and I want to say this, you really need to be aware of what you say in so-called private. Nothing's really private no more. Ask Mr. Donald Sterling about that. Regardless if he was set up or put up, whatever, it's public now. And what happened was, and I'll just tell it to you straight from it, Justin Bieber was the victim of a $1 million shakedown by a guy who had the video of the singer telling a racist joke, sources connected with TMZ said. And one source said approximately 2 months ago, Bieber reps were contacted by a lawyer representing a guy who worked on one of Justin Bieber's video projects and were told that the guy was in possession of Bieber's personal hard drive. He saw the video and he swiped it. And then we're told that the lawyer told Bieber's reps client would sell the video to the media unless Bieber literally came up with $1 million. Wow. You're talking about blackmail. This stuff goes on every day. People does that. And those of you that know of stuff like this happen, it really does. So what Justin Bieber's reps did, they scoffed at the matter. And his lawyers immediately just kind of laughed at it, really. And so the guy who was asking for the $1 million immediately dropped the price down to $800. And sources say that the lawyer kept calling back and back. And finally, a week ago, he said, well, just give us $500,000, $500,000, and we'll keep the tape secret. And the lawyers told the man that you're not even in the ballpark, which means that they would have did something if they could have came up with a reasonable secret payoff. But they told him, we're not really interested in that, and they sent the guy packing. And 1 week later, this here is what came out. And Bieber's people said harmful, especially because Justin Bieber was just 15 years old when he told the racist joke. Now, he did apologize. Yes, he did. He apologized. He said that it was because he was young. Yes, he was young. And that's right. He was young. But there's no reason to excuse illicit or racist behavior, regardless of what age you are. And, you know, people would do anything these days for money. We all know people that will walk inside of a building and just fall down. Thank God for videotapes and video cameras that catch things like that that happen. But we live in a time and a society where there's some evil people, some people that's just downright evil, and they don't care. They don't care who you are. They don't care about what you represent. And they're all about themselves, and they'll do anything they can to bring you down. Well, there's a lot of mixed emotions in this whole thing and so forth. You know, and I would say if a person that's listening, if you're in a situation where somebody's trying to blackmail you, don't do it. That's what we do have the police departments for. Yes, you can go to the police department. You can tell them that I'm being blackmailed. Yeah. And maybe you have to man up or woman up and face the facts of what you did, what you done, and realize that you need help. You need it. I'm sure that Justin Bieber, when he's behind closed doors in the near future, I don't think he'll be doing anything like that. I think he'll be more mature in his behavior in terms of what he says. But nobody's an island today, people, and we need to really be alert. I'm addressing this because I just think that there's so much that goes on, and this is one of the reasons why we seem like we're in a perpetual state of chaos concerning race relations. If you want to make a difference, you can make a difference by being different. You can make your mind up that I'm not going to just be a part of the crowd. I'm going to open my mouth up and say anything. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because I know it's not right. I know that I know better. I know that I can do better. And I refuse just to commit myself to something that would be harmful to others. That's a personal initiative that you have to do. You have to be committed. You have to be dedicated and even consecrated that you're just not going to fall for anything and give in to anything just at the expense of being funny. You need to realize that morals and morality is very important. Now, who's the judge? Well, I like to say God is the judge and so forth. But no human being has the right to degrade another human being. But we need to be serious about the behavior that a human being can inflict on another person. And what you do can come back and haunt you. It can haunt you right in the 21st century to the extent that you have to have reckoning with that particular type of attitude. And so we feel that this is something that is very important. And we don't want you to just to try to sweep anything under the rug, because that's not going to get it. It's not going to get it at all. It's not going to get it. So what should this young man do? This young man should make an effort. Yes, I was young. I was out of just having social fun, but I realized that it was out of order. And I apologize with sincerity that I won't be into that type of behavior anymore. What about the person who just felt that just that they could just blackmail him and get some money to hush money? That's wrong, too. Nobody should try to profit off of the shortcomings and the faults of another person. But people do that. People make a living of doing that. And that's not right either to do that. And that's totally, totally unacceptable. It really is. Well, we're going to give you an opportunity to get your thoughts together, and feel free to give us a call at 646-716-4702. We're going to take another commercial break as the music plays, and we'll come back with another topic on Potluck Wednesday, so we can play that at this time. our next current topic here. This particular topic that we're going to be talking about now is something that is kind of controversial, but I think we need to talk about it. Is it okay just to be having child after child out of wedlock? Is marriage important today? Well, you might say, well, Brother Michael, where are you coming from now? You just came at us with something that Justin Bieber did, but where are you coming now? Now you're talking about, is it okay to have child after child out of wedlock? Well, I want to hear from you. I want to ask you a question about this here because it's big news. Yes, it's big news. Kourtney Kardashian is getting ready to have her third child. That's right, by Scott Demick. Yeah, she wants to have a large family, and she's not married. Now, of course, that's her choice to do that and so forth and that. But I don't know. Maybe do you have to be married? Maybe not. Maybe you do. But evidently, it's the big news that's swirling around the Kardashian family. Yes, as you know, Kanye and Kim, I guess they call him Kimye, just got married, big wealthy wedding over there in Europe. And right on the heels of it is now is Kourtney is pregnant with a third child. Everything was well planned. They planned it out 2 years after their daughter was born. And she wants to have a big family. I guess that's what you want to do. It's all right. But what are your thoughts on that? Is marriage important today? I don't know. Do you know? What's your thoughts on that? It seems like to some people it is and to others it's not. Maybe it doesn't make any difference. Statistics are showing that the number one problem that's going on in marriage today is money. Money is a big issue. Well, should it be an issue? I don't think it really should be, but, you know, if people learn how to manage their money properly and try to live within their budget, don't try to live beyond their budget or spend beyond their budget, it wouldn't be too much of a problem. But that's some of the challenges that are confronting people today because we're living in times of uncertainty. But marriage seems to be on the rocks today, and the way that people deal with it is by coming together, spending time together, before they make that big commitment. Because if it just don't work out, I can make an exodus and I don't have to be committed to the reality of, what do you think? Well, for the Kardashian young lady, it's not much of a problem at all because she's very wealthy, as you know. Pop culture, they own the K-Dash stores and their reality show. So they're very wealthy. That's not a problem at all for them being able to take care of it. But what about some principles or some commitment to each other? I mean, what do you think about it? Like to hear from you. 646-716-4702. Do you think it's important? And evidently, for some, it's important. For others, it's not a matter. It's not a matter. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really make a difference. Because it seems like a person really loves and has a commitment to the person that they are connected to, that regardless of whatever you're going to face, whatever you experience, you're going to hang in there. You're going to stay there. You're going to make a difference and be a difference concerning the wonders of love toward each other. That's what it's all about. I think an example of that, some may disagree, but, you know, Miss Monica Lewinsky came out the other week with their story. She said it's time to move on. It's time to bury the blue dress. It's time to not be so much concerned about the futures of others, but I got to think about me now. It's time for me to move on. Well, she spoke out. She spoke out, up and out about that situation, and she She did say that she was sorry for what she did and everything, but she's moved on. And that caused Mrs. Hillary to speak up, too. She said she's moved on. And you know what? I believe her. I believe she's moved on. I believe she's moved on, and I believe if President Clinton, I'll still give him respect for the office he have, if he's still of that character, whatever, I don't really know. Only she would know. But I believe that they have both moved on. You know, it leaves a lot of questions that are unanswered, because power can cause people to do things that they really shouldn't do. Power is a dangerous thing. That's why the ancients said, in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. And it is. There's safety in the multitude of counselors, because power has a tendency to go to one head. Now, what does power have to do with this here? Well, power gives people the ability to feel that they can do the heck whatever they want to do, regardless of who they're doing it to and how they're doing it. They do whatever they want to do. But a system of checks and balances, I think, is very important, because, you know, we live in a society today where we just have to have a system of checks and balances. The law is for the lawless. I mean, when I go into the store to get some goods and so forth, I'm not expecting to get robbed. No, I'm not. And so power that's left unchecked causes you to do things, and whatever you do can come back and haunt you. So I want to say to you today, if you're in systems and circles of power and racist jokes are coming out, speak up and speak out. Don't just take it for granted. And if you're in a relationship with someone, make sure that there are some feelings of commitment, dedication, and consecration toward your desire to be with that person. And have as many children as you can afford, take care of, and enjoy life. Because life, you only get one time around the block, and you might as well enjoy it. This has been Stan Macklin with Finding You today. And enjoy the rest of this here week. And realize that it's not the outlook, but it's the uplook that makes the difference. Have a good day.